Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, The Brain Goes Home. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. This is a story about a guy we call The Brain. Now, it so happens that there are not many citizens along the stem who will have a very good word for The Brain. In fact, said citizens are scarcer than win bets on a horse with no leg. But I say he does not deserve the deal he gets the night that... But that is a story which I will tell you in a minute.
And now back to the Damon Runyon Theater and one of the best known stories, The Brain Goes Home.
It so happens that one night I meet The Brain outside Mindy's. I have nothing in particular to do, so when he wishes me to walk a piece with him, I do. He is very quiet for a little while, and I see that he is thinking. In fact, that is why he is called The Brain, because he does quite a bit of thinking. And what he thinks is usually smart. Then, just when I am thinking this is going to be a pretty quiet walk, The Brain says to me as follows.
Runway, you get around a lot, don't you?
Here and there and there and here. Why?
Well, people tell you things. I mean, people like Harry the Horse, Sorrowful Jones.
If you wish to know something that is told to me in confidence, I cannot tell you.
Nothing like that, Broadway. I just like to know what people think of me.
In what way, for example?
Well, maybe I ought to tell you.
Well, maybe.
Okay. You know, I got a lot of dough. There are some citizens who might say I made it the hard way, right?
Yes.
Okay. And there are a lot of characters here in the stem who'd like to see me wearing a lily, right?
I never hear that sort of talk directly, but...
But it's true. People think I haven't got any friends.
Look, Brain, what are you getting at?
I'm going to show you something, Broadway. I'm going to show you something, and after I do, you tell me what you think, fair enough.
Do we have to go someplace?
Three places.
Far?
Not very.
Where?
You'll see. And don't worry, everything's all right.
Well...
Come on, up this way. We'll hop a cab at 50 seconds.
Okay, Brain, but... You are sure it is safe?
Like a baby's crib.
Apples.
Come on.
Apples.
You see, Broadway...
Apples, mister? Nice ripe apples?
No, thanks.
Wait a minute. Give me one, Aunt.
Here. This is the best one.
Yeah. Here you are.
Oh, I ain't got change for this.
Anybody ask you for change?
But a $20 bill.
It's a good one.
I don't ask for charity, mister. The apples are 10 cents apiece.
You're giving me an argument about the 20?
But I...
Go on, take it and keep the change.
God bless you, sir. God bless you.
Sure, sure. Forget it.
Thank you. Thank you again.
Something funny, Brain?
Yeah. For a measly 20, that old doll acts like I give her a fortune.
It is probably more than she sees in a month.
Yeah. You eat the apple.
But you buy it.
I never eat apples. But never mind that now. We're going someplace.
So, The Brain and I hop a cab and cut over to Sutton Place, a very swell neighborhood. The Brain does not say why we are going there or what he is going to show me. Naturally, I am more than somewhat nervous because he is acting funny, kind of smiling to himself. I see nothing funny at all. Then we get out of the cab and stand in front of one of those swank places where the rent is about 3 G's a month. The Brain looks up at it for a second, then turns to me and says...
Nice place, isn't it, Broadway?
Very, very nice. But you do not live here. This is not your home.
Maybe it is. Come on.
You know somebody here?
Something like that.
I do not understand.
Ask questions later. Let's go in. Push that button.
Which one?
Right there. The one marked Doris Clare.
Who is this doll?
Never mind. Push the button.
Okay.
Come on.
Look, Brain, why do you not tell me what this is all about?
Don't be so nervous. Here we are.
Where?
You'll see.
What, Brain?
Dean. I didn't expect you.
Hiya, Dallas. Can I come in?
Why, of course. Please do.
Hey, you really fixed up the place. Oh, Broadway, this is Doris. Doris, meet Broadway.
How do you do?
How are you?
I want to look over the place. They send you the furniture you wanted?
Oh, yes. It came yesterday.
Swell. How about the studio? That turn out okay?
I'll show you. Look.
Ah, just the way you wanted it, eh?
Oh, yes, every bit of it. It's so wonderful, I can paint all day.
Come here, Broadway. Look at this.
What is it?
A painting, you dope. Doris does stuff like this. She's got talent.
Oh?
What do you mean, oh?
Just plain oh.
Mr. Ferranti says my brushwork's quite good. Of course, he's a very expensive teacher, and he charges twice as much to come here as he would if I went to a studio.
He comes here. I set this place up for you, and you're working it.
I knew you'd say that.
Sure. You're happy, huh?
You know I am. But...
A what?
Nothing.
Oh, what's wrong?
Nothing. But, well, it's the money.
Oh, that's not your worry. Just keep working, Doris, and let me drop in once in a while, huh?
Of course. Any time, Breen.
I'll remember that.
Please do.
Okay. Come on, Broadway. We got to get going.
All this is very puzzling to me. But the Breen says nothing, just smiles as we get into another cab and drive over to Park Avenue to a big apartment building. And the rent here is also gold-plated. We go to one of the apartments, which is a modest affair of 8 rooms and 3 baths. There, the Breen introduces me to somebody else.
Broadway, this is Cynthia Harris. Cynthia, meet Broadway.
I'm very happy to know you, Mr. Broadway.
I am glad to know you.
How's the play coming, Cynthia?
Oh, I don't know, Breen. Some days it seems to be going beautifully, and then I can't work for days at a time.
Ah, don't worry about it, Cynthia. It'll come out all right. Meanwhile, everything all right here?
All right? What do you mean?
The apartment.
Oh, yes, it's magnificent. It's such a wonderful place to work. I feel as though the muse lives right here with me.
Who moves in?
Oh, no, silly. The muse of writing, of drama.
Oh, I get it. How you fix the dome?
Well, I don't like to mention it, Breen.
Yeah. Will a grand see you through?
Oh, yes.
Seems to me a grand would see you through quite a bit.
I beg your pardon.
Don't pay any attention to him, Cynthia. He's like the rest of the characters on the stem.
Oh. Well, I may finish the first act sometime next week.
Swell. Then you'll read it to me, eh?
Oh, I can hardly wait.
Meanwhile, if I drop in once in a while, it's okay, eh?
You know you're always more than welcome, Breen. Anytime.
How do you like that, Broadway?
Good. Very good.
It's first class. Okay, Cynthia. We gotta go, because we got one more stop to make.
So we make one more stop after we leave Cynthia's place. And it's the same story, only a different doll. This one is named Charlotte, and it seems she is studying dancing. Then the Breen and I go back to Mindy's. And it is there that he finally opens up.
Well, what are you so quiet about, Broadway?
Huh? Me? Well, just thinking.
Yeah, I know. And I'll lay better than 6 to 5, I know what you're thinking.
So, what am I thinking?
I am a sucker, a 14-carat solid gold sucker. Well, that what's on your mind?
It is none of my business.
Go on, talk. You afraid of me?
I have got nothing to be afraid of you for, Breen.
That's right. So, go ahead and talk.
I still think it is none of my business.
Now, look. Sooner or later, some of the other citizens are going to find out what you did tonight. You think they won't talk? You think they won't give a long, loud laugh?
Do you care?
No. Now talk, Broadway.
Okay, Breen, but you are not going to like it.
Yeah, there are a lot of things I don't like. One more won't tear the skin off my back.
I think you were a sucker.
I told you that. But why am I?
I know nothing about art, but if Miss Doris Clare is an artist, then I am a whole gallery full.
But she likes it.
She likes your dope.
Be careful, Broadway.
The only way I can be careful is to shut up.
Mm-hmm. All right. What else?
Well, the Cynthia doll is a phony. If she writes a play, then I am Shakespeare, about whom I know only the name.
And Charlotte?
The same. But, like I say, all this is none of my business. It is your dough. And if you wish to scatter it among those 3 dolls, that is your affair.
It is my affair. Broadway, I know Doris Clare is not an artist. I know Cynthia Harris cannot write her own name. And Charlotte is also of the same style.
Then why are you doing this?
Where do you live, Broadway?
What has that got to do with this?
I'll tell you. You live in a hotel. You got yourself cooped up in one room.
I like it.
Okay, you like it. That's your affair. But maybe you once had a home, huh?
Well, sure.
I didn't. Never. I was put on a doorstep when I was a baby. I was raised in an orphan asylum. I got out of there and kicked around till I was old enough to catch on that the world was a big place with a lot of people. A lot of people that tried to ace, deuce, train me to death. I was double-crossed and put through the mill until I got sick of it. So I went out and I grabbed me a big handful of the world, see?
No, I don't get what you are driving at.
A home, Broadway. A home.
Home?
That's right. I want some place where I can go and sit down and have somebody talk to me. Just talk, Broadway. Maybe you never got so you wanted to hear somebody talk about something besides horses and crap shooting and stuff like that.
And you are figuring these three dolls will give you that?
Yeah. I know it ain't like a real home, but it's... Well, it's better than a smoky room, a stack of chips, and a pocket full of IOUs.
Maybe I see what you are getting at now.
Yeah, maybe you do. But don't ever open your mouth about it, Broadway. I know what the rest of the characters are going to say. They'll all be wise guys and put the wrong reason on it.
And you do not ever want them to know the real reason, like you tell me.
I'm the brain, remember? The smart boy, the thinker, one step ahead of everybody else. I don't want anybody to know I got a soft spot.
I see.
You won't ever tell, will you, Broadway?
You know I will not tell.
No, I guess not. You're just not that type, Broadway.
So, I keep my mouth closed. But it is not long before the other citizens along Broadway find out about the three dolls in the brain. And he is right about what they say. They all give the wrong reason, and there is quite a bit of laughing. Then I do not see the brain for quite some time, and I wonder how he is getting along. I find out one night, and what happens I would not believe if I do not see it myself. And I will tell you about it in a minute.
And now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and one of the best-known stories, The Brain Goes Home.
Well, it is one night, maybe about 11, that I am standing in front of Mindy's, talking with Slugsy Sacks about this and that, when a taxicab pulls up and stops. I do not pay any attention to it until Slugsy says,
"Hey, Broadway, look."
"What is it, Slugsy?"
"It is the brain in that cab."
"Huh? Yeah. Yeah, it is."
"Hey, something is the matter."
"What?"
"Look at him. He wants us to come over there."
"But there is something wrong. Come on." "Brain, what happens?"
"Get in the cab, Broadway. You too, Slugsy."
"Hey, Brain."
"Get in."
"You are hurt?"
"Yeah. Knife. Bad."
"Hey, we gotta get him to a hospital, Broadway."
"Yeah, yeah, I will tell the cabbie."
"No, no. No hospital."
"Who does this to your brain?"
"You kidding? That's something I'll keep to myself till later. Then..."
"Hey, Broadway. He is gonna die if we do not get him someplace." "Brain. Brain, you hear me?"
"Yeah."
"Where do you want to go?"
"Home."
"Home?"
"Sure, his hotel."
"No, no, home, I said. Broadway, you know. Take me."
"Which one, Brain? Which home?"
"Doris. Doris Clare. And call my lawyer. And Doc Brennan. Better get going."
"Yeah. Something place, cabbie. Step on it."
"Heck."
"Brain, how does this happen to you?"
"I could careless. I walked out without my boys. Got knifed. Somebody didn't like to pay off a bet he lost."
"Tell us who it is, Brain. We will tell your boys."
"No, no. I'll take care of this myself."
"How do you get into camp?"
"Wasn't this week then. Broadway. Tell this guy to hurry.
Sure. Come on, cabbie. Open this hack up, will you?
Okay, mister.
Don't forget. My lawyer and Doc Brennan.
I still say it ought to be a hospital.
He does not want it that way, Slugsy. They ask questions. He does not want questions asked.
But me and you, if we are picked up with him like this, we will have to answer questions.
You wish to get out here, Slugsy?
No, I guess not.
Okay. We will take him to Sutton Place.
Yeah, I never know he lives over there.
It is one of his homes. And I hope we get there in time.
I'm looking for Miss Doris Clare.
Oh? But who are you?
Just tell her Broadway wants to see her.
Broadway? Is that your name?
Look, I got no time to talk about names. Tell Miss Clare I have got to see her right now.
Well, all right. Doris, Doris, there's somebody at the door for you. Yes, what is it?
Oh. Oh.
Shut the door, Miss Clare.
What? What's the idea?
Shut the door.
Well, wait a minute. Let me fix the latch. Is something wrong? Where's Brain?
That is what I have got to tell you. He is downstairs in the cab. He has got to come up here, quick.
Well, why doesn't he?
Because he is in trouble.
What?
Bad trouble. He has got to have a place to rest. And a doctor.
Trouble? He's hurt?
Yeah. Somebody is very rough with the knife.
Oh. But look, you can't bring him up here. You can't.
He is not able to go bouncing around in a hack all night. He has got to rest.
Not here. Can't you see? Well, I have friends here.
You also got one downstairs.
Take him to a hospital.
That is the last place he wants to go. He has got to come in here.
No, there are people here tonight. I can't afford to. Well, don't you see? If he's hurt the way you say
he is... I am bringing him up.
If you do, I'll call the police.
You will what?
I can't help it. He simply can't come in here. Not tonight.
I get it, Dal. I get it. Okay. See you later.
We do not take him up there, Broadway.
There is nobody home up there, Slugsy.
You are gone an awful long time to find that out.
Yeah, I know.
Broadway.
Yeah, Brent.
I saw a light. She was home.
No, she is not.
All right. Go to Cynthia's.
Sure. Park Avenue, cabbie, and step on it.
Right, boss.
Broadway, I don't think I can take much more of this. I gotta stop real soon.
Sure, Brent, sure. We'll go to Cynthia's place.
Yeah. Home.
Well, hello, Broadway. Oh.
Anybody else here?
No, but what's the matter? What happened?
You better get out of the way. All right, Slugsy, help
you. You're not bringing him in here.
Why not?
He's hurt. No, don't bring him in here.
Get out of the way. Open that door.
Look, he'll have to have a doctor. The doctor will ask questions. I can't afford the publicity. My play, it's being read.
Then who gives you the chance to write that play?
I know he did, but you must understand. I can't afford to have it known that he...
That you know him,
You do understand.
Yeah. But all the same, open that door.
Please, no.
Slugsy, see if she's got a key.
Sure. Okay, doll, do we get the key the easy way or...
Leave her alone, Slugsy.
Brain. But we think you passed out.
I did.
Brain, go to a hospital. I'll come to see you first thing in the morning.
Thanks. Let's go, Broadway.
No, look, Brain. 5 minutes more bouncing around in that hack and you will be putting your checks back in the rack.
I said let's go. You know where.
Okay. Okay. Come on, Slugsy. So we leave Cynthia's place. I invite him, but there's nothing I can do. Meantime, the Brain is getting weaker and weaker. And the jolt he gets in the cab is not helping. We go to Charlotte's place, and we get the same brush off. She is scared stiff. And the Brain will not let Slugsy or me do anything. Then, we are still in the cab, and the scene is as follows.
I do not like the way he is looking, Broadway.
You've got to stop.
I sure can hold on. Can I?
Brain, we gotta go to a hospital.
Too late now. I can't go anymore. Better stop here.
Here, but we are no place. Just a lot of tenements.
You know, but... Stop.
Stop here, cabbie, and stop easy.
Okay, boss.
Get me out of this. Take the cabbie.
Here. Easy, Slugsy.
Yeah.
Hold him while I pay the cabbie.
There ain't no place here he can stay.
Stay there. Here you are, bud. Keep the change.
Oh, thanks, mister.
What are we going to do, Broadway?
Crane, let us go to a hospital.
Send me in the doorway there. Easy.
Okay. Here now. Easy, Brain. Back you.
Feels good to get out of that hack.
Look, a cop is liable to come along any second.
You two, beat it. Leave me. Nothing doing, Brain.
Call my lawyer.
Yeah, and Doc Brennan.
Yeah. Get an idea, though. Don't need the doc.
Brain!
Hey. Watch it, I...
Who is that? What do you want?
Stoller Broadway.
It is all right, lady. We are just resting.
What's the matter with your friend? Is he sick?
Yeah, no, go away, please.
Why, it's him.
Huh? What do you mean it's him?
The man who gave me the $20.
Huh? Let me get a good look at you. You are the old doll who sells apples. That is over 6 months ago.
He's hurt, ain't he? Oh, bring him into my room.
No. Cops will ask questions.
What if they do? You need help. Please, bring him in.
What do you say, Brent?
Okay, I guess.
Yeah. Now, come on, Brent. Easy. Easy does it. That's a boy.
Put him on my bed.
Okay.
What about your kids there?
They won't wake up, not if we're quiet. I'll get some hot water. Oh. Oh, he's hurt bad.
Yeah. Real bad.
I'll go get a doctor.
No, wait. Broadway. Come close.
Yeah, Brain.
No, doctor. Just get my lawyer. But you gotta hurry. You gotta hurry.
So I get the Brain's lawyer. We also get a doctor. But it is too late. The doc is not able to help. Because the jolting around the Brain gets that night is too much. So the Brain is no more. And nobody weeps louder than Cynthia, Doris, and Charlotte. And everybody says how much they think of the Brain. I know better. But I keep my mouth closed, like the Brain says. Then it is not until 2 weeks later that I get the payoff, which I will tell you about in a minute. After the Brain turns in his checks that I am sitting in Mindy's, when in comes Eddie Winters, who is the Brain's lawyer. I see he's looking for somebody, so I wave to him, and he comes over and sits down.
Oh, just the guy I'm looking for, Broadway.
Huh? You are looking for me?
Uh-huh. You and I have a little business.
We have?
Uh-huh. You remember the night the Brain died?
I remember it. I will never forget it.
Well, I'm just checking on a couple of things.
Like, for instance, what?
How much do you know about the three dolls?
Too much. But I do not talk.
I figured you wouldn't. Well, just before the Brain died, he made a few quick changes.
Huh? Changes in what?
You see, I knew the setup with the three dolls. You know, he spent a fortune on them.
He does?
Uh-huh. But I've got a copy of his will here.
What does that have to do with me?
The Brain leaves you $1,000.
Oh, I see.
And each one of the three dolls gets $1.
They should have to give back some change.
Maybe. But remember the old apple lady?
Uh-huh.
The Brain leaves her the rest of his money. $1,000,000, or close to it. You're not surprised?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Only, there's one thing he told me just before he died. Something he wanted me to write in the will.
Uh-huh. What is that?
He said, if anybody asks why I did this, just tell them because the Brain goes home. You get it?
No. I do not.
Come on, Broadway. What was he talking about?
I do not know, Eddie. The Brain is a funny guy. Maybe it is some kind of a joke. Huh? Well,
So long, Eddie.
And so ends the famous Damon Runyon story, The Brain Goes Home. Listen in again next week for The Damon Runyon Theater. The Damon Runyon Theater with John Brown as Broadway is directed by Richard Sandville, and the story is adapted for radio by Russell Hughes. Vern Karstensen is in charge of production. This is a Mayfair production.